The main Wisconsin refuges include Horicon, Nisida, Trempealeau, Upper Mississippi, and Whittlesley Creek near Ashland. Several wetland management districts are also part of the system-wide celebrations. The assistant refuge manager at Horicon is Diane Kitchen. She says the refuges are the only network of federal lands dedicated specifically to wildlife conservation.
Well, it's home to more than 700 types of birds, 220 different mammals, 250 reptiles, and more than 200 kinds of fish. So it just offers habitat for those species, and a lot of the refuges were established to protect an endangered species that might be on their refuge, or for migratory birds, or there's some for big game animals.
But some people see several threats to the wild areas. Yesterday, the Fund for Animals filed a lawsuit challenging the opening or expansion of sport hunting at 39 refuges over the last 5 years. There are also concerns about invasive species. At Horicon, the main concerns are purple loosestrife and carp. Charlie Luthen of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association also worries about pollution and rapid silt runoff from just outside the refuges.
With surrounding countryside being developed, being farmed, being drained, here in Wisconsin, the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge has been impacted negatively by water-altering activities by agriculture up watershed.
Some refuges, including Horicon, are trying to purchase upland properties from willing sellers. Finally, while many Republicans are honoring Teddy Roosevelt, who helped create the refuge system, Luthen says he finds it outrageous that President Bush is leading the charge to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.